Today's devotion is entitled Fear or Faith by Dan Green, Emeritus Commissioned Minister. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Deuteronomy 31:8. The words in Deuteronomy 31:8 were spoken in the presence of all Israel by Moses to Joshua. Joshua had been Moses' trusted assistant, and now Joshua was being commissioned to lead the people of Israel into the Promised Land. One can only imagine the fear that Joshua and the Israelites may have been experiencing as they were about to cross the Jordan into the unknown. Fear is a real and powerful emotion. Sickness, disease, unemployment, broken relationships, and death can lead to fear. Yet God commands us, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. God gives Joshua, the Israelites, and us the reason to not be afraid. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:8. Joshua and the Israelites could let fear paralyze them, or they could exhibit faith and trust in the Lord, who promised to never leave or forsake them. When you face life's trials and tribulations, you can choose to live in fear or live by faith and trust in your Emmanuel. Dr. Reed Lessing, in his book, Overcoming Life's Sorrows, says this about fear and faith. Renounce fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real, and embrace faith, F-A-I-T-H, forsaking all, I take him. Him? That would be Jesus. Jesus, whose perfect love cast out fear, 1 John 4:18. Jesus, whose perfect love led him to suffer and die in my place and to be raised from the dead in victory over sin and death. Abba, when my hands are clenched by fear, let your Holy Spirit remind me that you are with me. You will never leave me or forsake me. Help me to open my hands to your love that casts out all fear, and lead me to live faithfully, trusting only in you. Amen.